Anyway, let's do this. Let's fire up, Gibbo.
The Monday A-Grades with Joel and Fletch.
I'm going to kick us off today, boys, because this is a 12-point turnaround. I could be the A-grader or the other person could be the A-grader. So what we did on Saturday morning, Kobe said, oh, let's go and go for a walk and we'll take the kids out to the national park, right? So we took the kids out and it's a beautiful walk and it was actually a really good time. But the dog came. Our dog's as big as your bloody phone. It's such a little thing, right? So what happened when we arrived? You pay for your stay at the national park. And we've parked the car and Nashie's stuffing around, right? So we're trying to get this walk going and he's stuffing around doing something else, looking over at the whatever he was looking at. We said, Nash, come on, come on. And he's still stuffing around. So what we did, I said, quick, let's get going and we'll hide behind a shrub. So he's lost us just to sort of scare the tripe out of him, right? So here we are. It must have looked so rank. The whole family, like we're a big family, four kids. We're hiding behind this shrubbery, right? And this lady and her partner come sort of walking from the other side where they can clearly see us, right? But Nash on the other side can't see us. And it looks quite strange, a family hiding behind this shrub. So Kobe says, oh, look, we're just hiding from our boy because he was mucking around. And the bloke sort of said, oh, I just want to warn you, the rangers are about. I didn't know what they were talking about. And she goes, we said, what do you mean? Well, you can't have dogs at the national park. And our dog, as I said, is about the size of your phone. It's that small. And the lady goes on the attack saying, you can't have dogs at the national park. No national park in Australia can you have a dog. You shouldn't have your dog here. And she just attacks us. Whoa. And like, we just didn't know. I don't know. Like, am I the A-grader for taking the dog to the national park, which is the size of your phone, or is she the A-grader for carrying on, or are we A-graders for hiding behind a bush as a family?
Sounds like there was two dogs already in the national park.
But yeah. But I mean, from her point of view, like I don't understand. We're in the wrong, clearly, if that's the rule. I still don't even know if that's the rules. But we're in the wrong, clearly. But at what stage of your life would seeing the dog the size of your hat, like that could cause no issue in the world? Why does that get to people? What's wrong with people?
Wasn't she trying to give you the heads up of the ranger?
The partner was giving us the heads up.
Oh, so you're happy with the partner?
So tick. Thank you very much. Right. But then she's played ranger herself and just gone the attack on us.
Ranger Stacey.
So are we the A-graders for having the dog in the national park, which according to...
I didn't know that was a rule.
Right. I didn't know it was a rule.
Is it because of the King Henrys? Is that the only reason?
I don't know why.
Probably.
Surely other animals do that.
Well, that's right. But what? I don't understand. But anyway, are we A-graders or is she? Both.
Could be 50% each. We'll let our listeners. Let's our listeners decide. 0457-736-736. Is the Kane family A-grades?
For hiding behind the tree too. Anyway, Brian, what have you stumbled on?
Okay, I've stumbled across this kook. So there's a stand-up paddleboard. Look, I like anyone who gets out in the water. I've got no problem with that. But this bloke has been the last 3 days, and he's a stand-up paddleboarder, which, as I mentioned, got no problem with. But you can't continually paddle out the back because they're big and they get onto the waves quicker. So he gets his wave and then he goes all the way back out and stays right out the back. And because he gets the momentum, he's just getting all the waves.
Yeah.
He also drives and he's... After I saw him, it's made me even more angry because he's angry. He drives a convertible sticks his stand-up paddleboard on an angle like he's in Big Wednesday. He must be a real estate agent.
Yeah.
And he's a kook. And he wears his leg rope on his shin and he wears cozzies out in the water.
Can I ask one thing about real estate agents, right? For me... I just want to know why. I'm not suggesting A-grades, but is it the only profession that pay for themselves, like a photo, to be published all over the... Like when you go for a walk, right, and I said, right, there's a photo of somebody selling their business, would you say real estate agent immediately?
Yes.
But you're not seeing the plumber, or you're not seeing... Why is it the real estate agents who do that? And if they're doing it with great success, why is not every other business... slapping photos of himself everywhere.
It's all about the relationship, the personal relationship. You know, I've seen a lot of plumbers advertised, but they use models, right. You know, in the back of the local rag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't use them.
They don't use that. But for me, it would be more impactful to have...
Big fat bloke. The RSL team. Big red bugle. Yeah, those old blokes.
Yeah.
Just that big visceral fat just protruding from under their overalls. Oh, what are you, Brooks? Who's your A-grader?
That sounds like my A-grader. No, I again, cyclists. I just keep having run-ins with cyclists. Whether they should, like in Centennial Park, they divide the road up on the weekends and they're always on the walker's side. Yeah. They're always going to the cafe and one of them buys a coffee and the other nine just sit there with tap water, just hogging the area up. And it's a pandemic. Like, seriously, cyclists as a group, there's some really good ones out there, but generally, A grades.
We do visit the cyclists a bit. But anyway, we're going to take a break. Send in your A graders, 1300 01 1170.